This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Teacher has been arrested for sharing child pornography.
Oh, you can bet that's a Democrat. Part of the teachers' union. They stand by and protect each other over stuff like, oh, he was doing pornography. We've got to stand behind him. Where's that national education? Whatever, the NEA, isn't that the big teachers' union? You can bet they're going to protect this guy. They'll have NAMBLA, the ACLU, everybody coming to the aid of this dude. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I wanted to start out with something that has some punch this hour. And the reason is because I want to explain to you how leftism is ugly. It's evil. See, there are people that get into the teaching profession because it's easy to get the kids. Why hunt them when it's a target-rich environment right there? Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk some smack. See, that's why we have to change teaching back to what it was, where teachers cared. It wasn't a hunting ground for pedophiles, but that's what it is. And look, Democrats can talk all they want. They own this. They love pedophiles. They've got NAMBLA, National something more, man, boy, whatever. They love this, man. I mean, Harvey Weinstein wants your 18-year-old, your 16-year-old kid to come to Hollywood and want to be something big. Then old Harvey's got something for him. Yeah. And you think he's the only one? You think this is the only teacher that's molesting kids? Let's listen to the rest of this story.
Federal prosecutors say Alden Bunag sent illicit pictures and video to another teacher on the mainland and admitted to sex with a 13-year-old student. Manolo Morales reports.
Alden Bunag made his first court appearance on Thursday at the federal courthouse and remains in custody until his next hearing. Court records say he admitted to investigators that he recorded his sexual encounters with a 13-year-old boy who was a former student and sent the videos to others through a messenger app. According to federal court documents, Bunag had been sending child pornography to a teacher in Philadelphia. That teacher was arrested in October. Documents say Bunag and the mainland teacher exchanged over 3,300 messages to include hundreds of images and video files, and that Bunag claimed to have sex with the boy at the school during lunch breaks. He also described the boy as a former student and knew that he was a minor at the time. Records say he also admitted to distributing the video recording of his sexual contact and admitted to distributing child pornography involving other minor victims.
This story has all the trappings of leftism. It does. Boy, he knew the kid was a minor. He knew it was wrong. I mean, on so many levels, this is Democrats at their finest. They know it's wrong. So what? The rules don't apply to me. Child pornography, sex trafficking. First, exposing what you're doing with somebody else without their permission. You know, things like this. All the trapping. Who does this guy think he is? Hillary Clinton? Wow. Oh, in the great state of Hawaii. Yeah, look, if we were to analyze what's going on in our education system, we would completely tear this sucker down. We would. We think we send our kid. Oh, I can't wait to send my kid to school. Send your kid. Yeah, I'd rather send my kid to prison. Shoot, he'd have much better chance of getting out of there. He'd probably be telling jokes or something to keep the predators away from him. But he's got a better shot at prison. Oh, Kevin, come on, you're being very difficult on this. No, I'm not. They're not educating these kids. It's all about wokeism and all this other nonsense. They are creating people who generate nothing. I talked about it the other day. This girl, Sonmez or whatever, who complained because a guy retweeted a funny joke. And what did the productivity of that company experience? Nothing. They got a firestorm. Multiple people. She puts it out on social media. I wish I worked somewhere they wouldn't let people talk like this or whatever. And I made the comment earlier. Why don't you just do your job? That was a guy tweeting something on his private site. But they got to monitor that. But are they monitoring themselves? Are they monitoring what they're doing as they destroy the country? Of course not. They don't care about that. I talked earlier about Hillary Clinton saying, we are too caught up in special interest. What is the Democrat? What are they made up of? Pro-black, pro-Latino, pro-woman, pro-Muslim, anti-religion, anti-capitalist, and I could go on. Nothing but special interest. And ask yourself, does any of it serve any real purpose? Is America racist? I'll give you the answer. No. Not the real America. The racists in America are leftists. Is America sexist? No, not the real America. The sexism in this country is leftism. It's the Harvey Weinsteins and the Jeffrey Epsteins and all the people that support them. Is America anti-Latino? No. Not the real America, but leftists are. I could go on. America's not anti-gay, but leftists are. They separate gay people into their sexuality. They marginalize them. They don't treat them like human beings. They treat them like little shiny objects to taunt their sexuality. That's what they... Oh, to tout it, rather. Tout their sexuality. Look at him. He's got strange sexual habits. Look at him. How about I just get to know the person as a human being? So that's what they do. This teacher, going back to the 30, this teacher decides, let's bring in another teacher in Philadelphia. They exchange 3,300 messages. He's recorded his sexual encounters and sends the video to another teacher. And what's he doing? What's this other teacher doing? You think these are the only two? If you do, you better never go investigate academia like we have with Seeking Educational Excellence. So why do we send these kids to school with critical thinking skills? Why do we have a Hillsdale feeder project for these at-risk kids? Because we don't want them to become victims of predators. We want them strong enough of their mind to say, don't you dare touch me. Ask my son, my youngest, any of my boys. Say, if I got touched in school or somebody said something appropriate, what would happen? Would my kids be afraid? Would they be afraid to tell mom or dad? Whatever. I can give you the answer. Zero fear. Zero. They know we would be up there with a quickness, raising holy heck. It's the kids that don't have that structure who are being led around with all this nonsense of non-binary, blah, blah, blah. They're the ones who need the protection. They're the ones who can be the whistleblowers and say, this teacher is not here to teach.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are reckless. And they hurt people. And they do it intentionally. Pardon me, while we discuss inflation, I want you to understand that Democrats are doing everything they can to cover it up. They're covering up inflation. They pretend they knew it was going to. It had to happen. I mean, look, we just came off of Trump. Really? That's your strategy? Blame the guy who had gas prices under $2.79 as an average? The guy who had prosperity back to this country in ways that we now long for. Still others blame Putin. It's his fault. Joe Biden himself tried to use this. The Putin taxes, the Putin inflation didn't go over. Others said, no, it's the Wu flu, it's the COVID stuff. That's what it is. But see, here's the thing. Democrats are so, they say they're here to help, right? But they're afraid of you finding out that their help is nothing. Their help is evil help. Let's look at Juneteenth. They tell black people, we gave you a day. That's right, mister, you ain't proud, placated the great unwashed blacks by giving those silly Negroes a holiday. Juneteenth supposedly rights the wrongs of decades of Democrats' mistreatment of blacks. And who better to offer this affirmative action olive branch than the most demented president in American history? It's only fitting, because if you accept this day is your reparations for the way Democrats treated black people, then shame on you. Because see, what I'm going to do, I'm going to remind them 365 days a year that you used to hang my ancestors, that you beat them, you raped them, you murdered them. And you're still doing the same thing. No jobs for blacks. No opportunities for the black masses. Not the way leftists want, not the way they enjoy it. And Lord knows, no safe neighborhoods for blacks, but here's your holiday. I use my finger quotes. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Speaking of no safe neighborhoods, what happened on the inaugural Juneteenth Palooza? The one where it is now officially a holiday. Well, let me just give you a report. This one came from Breitbart. A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth shooting in Washington, D.C. on Sunday while a police officer and two other adults were injured. The shooting appeared to break out after two separate incidents following what D.C. Chief of Police Robert Conti called an unpermitted event. Around 6 p.m., held by the group Mochella. The Mochella Music Festival featured go-go bands celebrating the recently enshrined holiday, Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of slaves in the United States. Yes, a holiday, finger quotes, that commemorates the emancipation of slaves in the United States gets preempted by slaves in the United States shooting the place up. And I chuckle when black leftists who fear going back in time say that to me. Man, they just want to take us back, man. They preach against the good old days as if they ever left. The good old days of Democrat oppression of black folks. The good old days. These knuckleheads are more enslaved today than when Democrats used to buy and sell them at auction. Metaphorically, just so we're clear, all that the election system is today for Democrats is a slave auction. How many people can they get to voluntarily enslave themselves and vote for these people? Black Democrats are trapped in the mindsets of slaves. And Democrats today cleverly get these idiots to self-segregate. They crush any idea of a black resurgence. And I don't mean it in an ethnocentrically racist sense. I mean it in the sense of black people just saying, you know what, we've had enough. We're going to own our businesses. We're going to collectively put our money together. We're going to build an ecosystem of black accomplishment, black capitalists, etc. They don't do it. It's like trying to organize Africa into a United States of Africa. It'll never happen. Too many crabs in the bucket. And Democrats breed these crabs. They create this intentional chaos within the black community. And ironically, Democrats cause this destruction under the guise of help. Like making Juneteenth a national holiday, right? Black leftists celebrated this weekend, not by ending the amount of massive violence in the black community, but by doing what leftists do routinely, particularly black leftists, killing other blacks. Chicago celebrated the first official Juneteenth by shooting 38 people and killing 4. Now, why pick on Chicago when this is true of almost every big Democrat-controlled city in America? I give you this article from the Idaho Statesman, what they wrote about the Juneteenth weekend violence in Baltimore. After a violent weekend across Baltimore, the impacts of rampant gun violence were written across the faces of city residents, from grieving family members to concerned neighbors, all frustrated and overwhelmed by the growing death toll. At least 4 people were killed and 6 injured in weekend shootings, according to Baltimore police. Yeah, let's celebrate Juneteenth, right? The instances span the city, from Carrollton Ridge and Charles Village to Ednor Gardner Lakeside near Lake Montebello. My boys know the difference between gunshots and fireworks, said Crystal Hamrick, 27, who lives in Carrollton Ridge. She was referring to her nephew and 2 sons, age 11 and under. They shouldn't know the difference. She's right. They shouldn't know the difference, but they do. And you know what? They learn the difference, that there is no difference between Juneteenth weekend and any other weekend in the black community. It doesn't matter how many Joe Biden black Negro celebration days he decides to give. Nothing is going to change in their neighborhoods, which is why I completely ridiculed what Joe Biden did with this symbolic move to give black people another day. Shame on you, you old fool. Another day. Another day for what? Get a free check or something? Money doesn't do you any good if you're dead. Certainly isn't enough money to survive a bullet wound or an attack or the mental anguish of a sexual assault. All things far too rampant in the black community. But yeah, we got Juneteenth. Woohoo! Look at us. Good for us. They're not here to help. As I said earlier, you got people hiding out, acting like they care. Teachers, we need more money. We care. Look at what we do. The teachers union doesn't care. The teachers union cares about itself. That's it. And they brag about that. We're so big, there's nothing they can do about it. That's what they say to you. Don't ever feel minimized. You are somebody. You're big enough to do something. And I'm glad you're here, because we're going to help you figure out what to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to advance new proposed gun control measures, bringing it closer to a final vote. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says it's bipartisan and has common sense solutions.
It does not so much as touch the rights of the overwhelming majority of American gun owners who are law-abiding citizens of sound mind.
The bill includes incentives for states to adopt red flag laws, expands requirements for background checks, and allocates funding for school safety and mental health support. President Biden is asking Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. If approved by Congress, the suspension would lift the 18 cents per gallon tax on gasoline during the summer months, as well as the 24 cent per gallon tax on diesel. USA Radio News. New numbers out show the housing market may be cooling.
Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year, yet mortgages and rents continue to rise. Redfin Real Estate Brokerage Chief Economist Daryl Fairweather this week says the housing market has a lot of room for improvement.
It's not really good for anybody that housing is the way it is in this country. There's a lot of market inefficiencies, things like NIMBYism, also just like the way that we tax land and property is not as efficient as it could be, which means that we don't build as many homes as we probably should be to meet demand. We underbuild.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight, with the Lightning hosting the Avalanche. The puck drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have so much to discuss today. It's just daunting. Oh my gosh, man, there's so many things. And keep in mind, people, this is what's in the news, not what we could be covering that we should be digging deeper into. I'll give you an example. Here's a story I haven't even talked about. I want to talk about it immediately. Joe Biden falling off his bike. That is a hysterical story. Did you see it? I don't know who had the film, but he's cruising along this little bikeway. And by the way, when I saw it, Brian Stelter was talking about it. Joe Biden, you know, is on his bike and left or always saying whatever. I don't know. Maybe somebody added Stelter because he was talking about Joe Biden on his bike before. But long story short, Joe Biden comes along, bloop, bloop, bloop. He stops his bike. And then, boom, falls to the side as if I saw one deal where Trump hit him with a golf ball. Like he got hit with a golf ball. He just, boop, he just falls over. The dude can't even ride a bike. Something so easy, even a caveman can do it, and Joe Biden can't. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm just seeing Joe Biden's on the ground, and he's looking all feeble, and people are you okay, Mr. President? Are you okay? And he's all spread eagle his legs. I was thinking, that is a picture that is circulating all over the world about America's so-called president. I can only imagine what the headlines were. I've fallen and I can't get up. Anybody got a life alert? Oh my gosh, he toppled like a domino. You just have to see. You've probably seen it by now, but this is ripe for ridicule. And do you understand why I've got the unapologetically American comedy tour going? Look, did any late night comic say anything about Joe Biden falling off a bike? I don't know. I'm just curious. I don't think I saw anything. When he fell going up the stairs, all his ramblings and, you know, shaking hands with the air, with thin air, and walking into the White House curtains and looking around for people to get it. I mean, it is such a funny thing to watch. And you know why it's funny? Because we warned him. We told him this is a feeble old man. Look at him. He's showing. He's all vibrant there. Joe Biden riding his bike. And the minute, look, he didn't fall on his bike. Foot got caught in a pedal or tried to avoid a squirrel or anything like that. Because, you know, Joe Biden does see things. But Joe Biden fell when he stopped. And he stopped the bike. You know, when you stop your bike, you normally lean over onto one leg, and that's the end of it. Not for Joe Biden. He's got to fall to get off a bike. Oh, my gosh. So we've been talking about fake media. I talked about Democrats warning themselves about what's been going on. This was an article written in The Federalist, February 6th of 2017. He says, since at least Donald Trump's election, our media have been in the grip of an astonishing self-inflicted crisis. Despite Trump's constant railing against the American press, there is no greater enemy of the American media than the American media. They did this to themselves. We are in the midst of an epidemic of fake news. There's no better word to describe it than epidemic, insofar as it fits the epidemiological model from the Centers of Disease Control. This phenomenon occurs when an agent and susceptible hosts are present in adequate numbers, and the agent can be effectively conveyed from a source to the susceptible host. He's right. That is the true definition of an epidemic. The agent, in this case, is a hysteria, over Trump's presidency, and the susceptible hosts are a slipshod, reckless, and breathlessly gullible media class that spread the hysteria around like, well, a virus. It is difficult to adequately sum up the breadth of this epidemic, chiefly because it keeps growing. Day after day, hour after hour, the media continue to broadcast, spread, promulgate, publicize, and promote fake news on an industrial scale. It has become a regular part of our news cycle, not distinct from or extraneous to, but a part of, embedded within the news apparatus as a spoke is embedded in a bicycle wheel. Whenever you turn on a news station, visit a website, check in on a journalist or media personality on Twitter or Facebook, there is an excellent chance you will be exposed to fake news. It is rapidly becoming an accepted part of the way the American media are run. Wow! What great writing, Daniel Payne. I couldn't have said it better myself. I tried the other day, and I told you guys, media is manufactured news. And he goes on, he says, how will we get out of this is anyone's guess. We might not get out of it, not as long as Trump is president of the United States. Well, let me just say this and interject. Even with Trump not being president of the United States, do you think you're getting the right news? Do you think you're getting legit news? I go back to the warning the Democrats are giving themselves. Nobody believes you. You can't sell a lie when nobody believes anything you say. He says, since Trump's election, here are just a small sampling of fake news that our media, our journalist class, have propagated. And here we go. Early November, spike in transgender suicide rates. After Trump's electoral victory in November the 8th, rumors began circulating that multiple transgender teenagers had killed themselves in response to the election results. No basis to the rumors. Nobody was able to confirm them at the time. Nobody's been able to confirm them in 3 months since Trump was elected. Nevertheless, claims spread far and wide. Guardian writer and editor-at-large Zach Stafford tweeted the rumor, which was retweeted more than 13,000 times before he deleted it. He later posted a tweet explaining why he deleted his original viral tweet, explaining the tweet was shared a total of 7 times. Meanwhile, Pink News writer Dominic Preston wrote a report on the rumors, which garnered more than 12,000 shares on Facebook. Mr. Matthew Rodriguez wrote about the unsubstantiated allegations. His article was shared more than 55,000 times on Facebook. Urban legend debunker website Snopes wrote a report on the rumors, listed them as unconfirmed rather than false. Snopes sources were 2 Facebook posts, since deleted, that offered no helpful information regarding the location, identity, or circumstances of any of the suicides. The Snopes report was shared 19,000 times. At Reason, writer Elizabeth Nolan Brown searched multiple online databases to try to determine the identities or even the existence of the allegedly suicidal youth. She found nothing, as she put it. Teenagers in 2016 just don't die without anyone who knew them so much mentioning their death onward for days afterward. She's right. Just the same, the stories hyping this idea garnered at least nearly 100,000 shares on Facebook alone, contributing to the fear and hysteria surrounding Trump's win. I'm not going to read all of these. Some of these I'm just going to give you the title and a little bit of a context. But that gives you an idea. Now, remember I told you the other day about this girl who got her articles pulled off of Yahoo News. 23 articles. You want to know what they were all, what those articles were? Every one of them, one of the fake news leftist narratives against us. And they're just discovering that she was doing exactly what happened here. These guys believe once you put it in the media, that makes it, that gives it a life of its own, and let Trump have to defend himself now. Doesn't matter that he's not guilty. He's going to have to defend himself, and the guilt is in the defense. And this is why I come back to everything we talk about with this January 6th nonsense and this theft of the election. The idea that Donald Trump would dare protect himself, would dare fight. Because he knew he was cheated. You knew he was cheated. Everybody in this country knew he was cheated. And we have to sit here and go, well, I mean, we have to give the benefit of the doubt. I don't have to give the benefit of anything. I know exactly what happened. They cheated at every turn. Every rule that could possibly be broken was broken. And you think they're going to stop because you might know? We don't might know, we do know. The second installment of a Mules-like film, I'm not telling you it's going to be Mules, but it's like it. We have proof of their cheating in their own words, in their own actions, undercover video of it. So don't talk to me about not knowing. These people make it up. That guy made up the story of suicide of transgender people. This is what's going to happen. And you know what the complicit media and the leftist apparatus wanted to do? They wanted to run with it because it fit the narrative. You know how many stories we get? My editor will go, I just saw this story. It's amazing. And I go, it's probably fake news. You better check it out. You know why? Too good to be true. Hillary Clinton arrested. You know, and you find out. It's sensationalism. I want to report the truth. And if you said to me, Kevin, here's a lie, we could propagate it, it'll destroy the Democrats, they'll eventually find out, but it'll be too late. I won't publish it. I won't even discuss it. I'll call you out for trying to get me to do that. We want the truth. Can a Democrat really tell you that? Let me ask you, do you believe me when I tell you that? Well, I know the people that know me, many who've known me for decades, and they know with 100% certainty, I'm not going to tell you something that is not the truth that I don't stand behind. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about the fake news, 16 fake news stories, and I started off with one, went into a little bit of depth on it and how much they said that Trump's election created transgender suicides beyond normal mode, etc. It was completely fake, completely fabricated. Got hundreds of thousands of follows and retweets and what have you. And it was all made up. Left is trying to make it sound like Donald Trump has some anti-LGBTQIA WTF agenda, when in fact, he couldn't care less. I'm not going to go through some of these because some of them are pretty you know, they don't matter too much to me. But keep in mind, this is from 2017. November 22nd, the tri-state election hacking conspiracy theory. So they made it sound like that the election was hacked and Hillary Clinton was the rightful president. Well, they were right about one thing. The election was hacked, but Trump won despite that. Here's the next one. The 27-cent foreclosure. Published December the 1st. At Politico on December the 1st, Lorraine Wohlert published a shocking essay claiming that Trump's pick for Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, had overseen a company that foreclosed on a 90-year-old woman after a 27-cent payment error. According to Wohlert, after confusion over insurance coverage, a One West subsidiary sent Ozzy Lofton a bill for $423.30. Pardon me, she sent a check for $423, the bank sent another bill for 30 cents. Lofton sent a check for 3 cents. In November 2014, the bank foreclosed. Story received widespread coverage, shared 17,000 times on Facebook. They go through all the numbers, and it turns out it wasn't. This is the problem. The central scandalous claim of Waller's article were untrue. As a Competitive Enterprise Institute's Ted Frank pointed out, the woman in question was never foreclosed on, never lost her home. Moreover, it wasn't Mnuchin's bank that brought the suit. Politico, folks, printed this, eventually corrected these serious and glaring errors, but the damage was done. This story had been repeated by the Huffington Post, the New York Post, and Vanity Fair, and many others. Next one was Nancy Sinatra's complaints about the inaugural ball. Didn't happen. The non-existent climate change website purge. Also on the day of the inauguration, New York Times writer Coral Davenport published an article on the Times website whose headline claimed that the Trump administration had purged any climate change references from the White House website. Within the article, Davenport acknowledged that the purge, or what she called online deletions, was not unexpected, but rather a part of the routine turnover of digital authority between administrations. To call this a purge was thus at the height of intellectual dishonesty. Davenport was styling the whole thing as a kind of digital book burning rather than a routine part of American government. And they went on to talk about that. The great MLK Jr. bus controversy. On January the 20th, Time reporter Zeke Miller wrote that a bust of MLK had been removed from the White House, caused a flurry of controversy on social media until Miller issued a correction. As Time put it, Miller had apparently not even asked anyone in the White House if the bust had been removed. He simply assumed it had been because he had looked for it and he hadn't seen it. Betsy DeVos, grizzly fighter. Anyway, I'm not even going to go into the story, but just nonsense upon more nonsense. The resignations at the State Department on January 26th. This one's worth a little bit of reading. On January 26th, the Washington Post's Josh Rogan published what seemed to be a bombshell report declaring that the State Department's entire senior management team had just resigned. This resignation, according to Rogan, was part of an ongoing mass exodus of senior Foreign Service officers who don't want to stick around for the Trump era. These resignations happened suddenly and unexpectedly. Those were in quotes. He styled it as a shocking shakeup of the administration's protocol, administrative protocol in the State Department, a kind of ad hoc protest of the Trump administration. The story immediately went sky-high viral, shared 60,000 times on Facebook. Rogan tweeted the story, retweeted a staggering 11,000 times, blah, 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 blah. It went to Wired, The Guardian, Washington Post, Bloomberg, ABC, foreign publications, and many other. There was one problem. Story was a load of bunk. As Vox pointed out, the headline of the piece was highly misleading. The word management strongly implied that all of America's top diplomats were resigning, which was not the case. The Post later changed the word management to administrative without noting the change, although it left the management language intact in the article itself. More importantly, Mark Toner, acting spokesperson for the State Department, put out a press release noting, as it is standard with every transition, the outgoing administration, in coordination with the new incoming one, requested all political appointed officers submit letters of resignation. According to CNN, the officials were actually asked to leave by the Trump administration rather than stay on for a customary transitional few months. The entire premise of Rogan's article was essentially non-existent. Of course, the correction came later. Nobody cared. The Photoshopped hands affair. January 27th, Observer writer Dana Schwartz tweeted out a screenshot of Trump that, in her eyes, proved President Trump had photoshopped his hands bigger for a White House photograph. Her tweet went viral, shared many, many times, blah, blah, blah. The conspiracy theory was eventually debunked, but not before it had been shared thousands of times. She said she did not know whether or not for sure the hands were photoshopped. Her correction was shared a grand total of 11 times. Reuters account hoax. Following the Quebec City mosque massacre, the Daily Beast published a story that purportedly to identify the two shooters who had perpetrated the crime. The problem, the story's source was a Reuters parody account on Twitter. Nobody at the Daily Beast rather to check it. And I could go on. The White House SCOTUS Twitter mistake. Leading up to the Trump announcement of his first Supreme Court nomination, CNN senior White House correspondent Jeff Zeleny announced that the White House was setting up the Supreme Court announcement as a primetime contest. He pointed to a pair recently created identical Twitter pages for theoretical justices Neil Gorsuch and Thomas Hardiman, the two likeliest nominees for the court vacancy. Zeleny's sneering tweet clearly meant to cast the Trump administration in unflattering, circus-like light, was shared many, many times, blah, 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 to talk about it. 30 minutes later, he tweeted, the Twitter accounts were not set up by the White House, I've been told. As always, the admission of the mistake was shared far less. Travel ban lie. You remember this? January 31st, a Fox affiliate out of Detroit reported that a local business owner who flew to Iraq to bring his mother back home to the U.S. for medical treatment said she was blocked from returning home under Trump's travel ban on immigration, travel from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. He said that while she was waiting for approval to fly home, she died from an illness. Now, see, that wouldn't have passed my smell test from the beginning. Because, see, it always has to have that tragic ending. They go on. Like most other sensational news incidents, this one took off big time. Shared countless times on Facebook, not just from the original article itself, which had 123,000 shares, but secondary, Huffington Post, etc. Credulous reporters and media personalities shared the story on Twitter to the tune of thousands and thousands of retweets. They give you a bunch of names, including Sarah Silverman, Keith Olbermann. The story spread so far it gratified all biases of the liberal media elite, proved that Trump's, quote, Muslim ban was an evil, racist, Hitler-esque mother killer of an executive order. It was just one problem. It was a lie. The man had lied about when his mother died. The Fox affiliate hadn't bothered to do necessary research to confirm or disprove the man's account. The news station quietly corrected the story after giving rise to such wild industrial-scale hysteria. I'm going to stop there, but just letting you know, it was insane. I'm not going to read any more except the titles. POTUS threatens to invade Mexico, easing the Russian sanctions, renaming Black History Month, the House of Representatives gun control measures. What else? Et cetera. So you get the picture. All of it meant to discredit Trump and his administration. Now, here's what's most interesting. As we have real stories that speak to, what's going on in the Biden administration with Hunter Biden, Ashley Biden, Jack Biden. No, isn't that his brother's name? I think his brother's name is Jack. And many others. The cheating, the skullduggery that's happening. Nothing. Mainstream media, you would think, has completely dried up on these articles. Still the same old, drivel, gun control, etc. I just want to show you the double standard. And by the way, folks, again, that was from 2017. Can you imagine what we could print today?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.